Okay, so we've had a wonderful Skype fellowship and people just sharing their hearts. So now I would like to introduce Anna from Portugal, who is going to be sharing God's word with us tonight. So Anna, over to you, sweetheart.
Thank you. God bless you all. And I will start with a little prayer. So thank you, God, for our hearts, and thank you, my Father, for my heart to be in peace and to give all of me to bless you and to bless these wonderful believers, Father, and it's your word, and it's the best that we can have in our lives. It's the things that came from you, Father, so I thank you in Christ's name. So I was wondering with God, what should I share? And there are so many things that sometimes we get lost. But I, as it says in Galatians chapter 5, that we are not under the law anymore and we are guided by God's Spirit. It reminds me that in the Old Testament, God also guides the meek. The people there were meek, and they didn't have his spirit, but he always have men to speak from for him and to guide those people. So I would like to read here in Psalms, on the Psalm 25, chapter 25, verse 9, that says, "The meek will he guide in judgment, in good judgment. And the meek will he teach his way." Verse 10, "All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies." So God always take care of the people that love him and the ones that keep his word and these things in their hearts. So they didn't have God's spirit like us. They were not his children, but he is a loving God. And we as children of God, we have rights. We have the right to stand in this world and to use the name of Jesus Christ and to speak the truth and to do the things that God led for us to do. So he had this huge plan to rescue us from the darkness so we could be saved. And his plan, it was Jesus Christ. And with him, he gave his son for us, as we can see in Romans 8, in verse 14 and 16. It says that the Spirit testified that we are God's sons, God's children. So that Spirit testify it. Mm-hmm. And then we receive this Spirit of God. It's God in Christ in us. And we are and we have the same that Christ has. We are co-heirs in Christ. And I will read in Romans 8, verse 17. "And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." What I would like to say, it's about joint heirs, so we can share fully. He shared fully with us everything. We have eternal life. God make, we are seated on the right hand of God, as we can say, see in Ephesians 2:6. I'm going there too, quickly. "And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." We have a lot of things in Christ Jesus, the Christ that we have in us. God didn't left anything aside for us. So we must be so joyful and with all the things that he gave us. He is our portion, as we know in Psalms. He says that we could be in peace and we can walk we stand and we can walk because we are not going to fall down. He's always taking care of us. He looks God what he wants and he looks into our hearts. He doesn't care where we came from or what we were. Just wants our heart, our love. And we love him because he loves us first. Yeah. And we know that because his love is so huge that he gave his son so we can really have a fully life. We could live. We can see that in I think it's First John chapter 4. Verse 9. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. In 19 we can read, we love him because he first loved him. We can have a real life because he gave his Son for us. And Jesus Christ came so we could have a more than abundant life. The adversary will try to keep us away from that, with fear, with guilt, with pride, with the love of the world, with a lot of things to make us distracted from the real things. But God is always saying to us, seek me, seek the things above, seek my kingdom, as we can see in Matthew and Colossians. God will provide. God will take care of everything that we need because we are looking to him. And his message is clear. We fear not, my children. We don't need to be, we can be fearless because we are more than conquerors. And in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, we can read, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We don't need to fear the world anymore. And when the world comes and beats us with something to make us bend or break, it's when we raise up with a victoriously attitude. We are God's children. We have rights and we can stand. And the goal is to stand faithful till the end because God will help us. He knows sometimes we'll be difficult and we'll have tribulation, but he will take care of it. And he himself will reward us beyond our wildest dreams. We cannot imagine the things that he is going to do for us. And the rewards that we'll have in eternal life, that will be forever, constantly being rewarded and blessed by him. I would like to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, where it says, there have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. So God will have the escape for us. He has always a solution. We just need to go to him and to be humble and meek, because those things in our attitude are really important to receive from God and to hear him. And he is always saying also that to seek peace, because in peace our hearts, peaceful hearts, can hear and can look to the things above. We are not with fear from the things of the world and hiding somewhere from something. We are bold. We don't need that. We can raise up and with a head up, we are God's children, and we have something to say, and we have something to share with the others. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation, so we should do it. It's a privilege to make God known and Jesus Christ known. And He will not forsake us, never. And He knows that we'll be able to go to Him whenever we need, we wish. He's always there. And when we do it with a joyful heart, it pleases Him a lot, because when you are with joy, it's because you are in peace and we are seeing fruits in your life. And that stand will inspire others. When others saw you stand like that and wishing to do God's stuff and supporting other believers and comforting them and help them, or just saying something that will give them joy, it will inspire others to do the same. They would like to do the same and would like to be like you. So all the things that God gave us and the their promises are countless. And if we have them, we should claim them and make them alive in our lives. Yeah. This is a sign to the unbelievers. Some people think that we are rich. That probably we are multi-millionaires, because they don't see us with a lack in everything, because God's providers. I don't know what they imagine. We are not rich, material stuff, things of the world, but God provides, and we have always sufficiency in our tables. We have a house, we have a car, we have every as a work, and we have all we need. But people, they just think like the world. They look at five senses things, and we look to the things that do not perish. That's the spiritual things. And it's really a privilege to see all the things that God have made for us, and to do our best to walk on it and to help, and also to be helped by the others and to grow on God's stuff.
Yeah.
And this is what I have to share with you, and God bless you all.
Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Anna. Really wonderful encouragement.
Obrigado.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I love those records that you went to. You know, God really, you know, there's no temp. That's one of my favorite verses of scripture there. There says, there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. See, God is the faithful one who will not allow that word suffering could be allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. So there's nothing that's going to come to us that we cannot bear. You know, God won't allow us to freak out in the situation, to give in to a temptation to sin or not to trust Him. He's going to really take care of us in every situation. Will also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. So God, His mercy, His grace, His loving kindness, you know, sometimes we might get ourselves in a hole or a situation, but with the grace and mercy of God, then, you know, He can restore, He can forgive, He can love, He can encourage, He can build us all up. And God is really working in all of us, you know, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And like you said, Anna, a lot of people think we're rich. You know, we got this website and, you know, we travel all over the place. But it's not that, you know, I've actually paid for any of those flights. You know, other people have been touched to pay for them. We've never gone without. Sometimes, yeah, it's been close to the mark, but, you know, God shall supply all of our need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I looked at that word supply, and it means complete. You know, God shall complete all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, because God is faithful. So again, it's not anything to do with our works. You know, even though, like, when we're following what God shows us to do, you know, we're doing stuff, But God still supplies that need because he's a father and he loves us and he stands by his word. So that's a really great encouragement you give, and thank you for sharing. And again, any of you on the Skype, if you've got anything in your heart that you want to share, if you want to teach one week, I encourage you to do that. You know, and God's working in you, and everyone on here can share something from the scriptures or what God's working in their heart or what they've been looking at to encourage other people. And really, our life is about service, about giving to one another, encouraging one another, and to really to build the faith. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of or from God. And he wants his people encouraged. And when we come up with challenging situations, you know, you know, we go to God, but God can work in the body to minister to that need, to repair things, to restore things, to heal, and to get the need met. So when we start working together with God, you know, we're fellow workers together with God, and as we move together in a direction, you know, with the desire that God's given us and the direction, then we'll start to see wonderful things happen. We'll have more testimonies. And there was one thing I was thinking as the meeting was going on, and I didn't get to mention it, but, you know, I can remember Sandgate used to ask people, what is your desire? And I think it's a really great question, because it gets you to think about what is your desire with God? What is the things that God's putting in your heart? What do you want to do with God? What is he placing in you to do to move with him in your life, in your walk, and how you can contribute your gifting and calling to the body, as well as to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to reach out to other people. So it's really good to think, what do I actually want to do? Like, what is my desire? And to give those desires to God, and to let people know your desire also. And it's amazing when we do this, the doors that God opens. And, my desire is to really see many people come from darkness to light, and to be connected to God, to be walking in the power and the Spirit of God, to know who they are in Christ, to set other people free, to, like you mentioned, we got the ministry of reconciliation. And that really starts within the body of Christ also. You know, many divisions, many misunderstandings, and we can reconcile within the body. When we can do that in love, then we certainly should be able to show that to the outside world, and to show the love of God to people. So my desire is to really see the word of God increase in each person's life, the power, the supply, the witness, and to see it move all over the world, and to see the body come together. And, you know, because none of us are perfect. We do have an old man nature that comes in at times, but that's not the focus. The focus is, what do we want to do with God now, and how can we move? And is as we put our desires to God, that he can start opening up doors for us. So it's also having an expectation. And God is a faith God, isn't he, you know? But I also love those records you read also about, you know, greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. And there's no fear in love. You know, that perfect love cast out fear also. So thank you ever so much, Anna, for sharing your heart and what God was working in you. And I encourage you to do more and desire more to share, all of you. Really look to give in that area, because it's not just about me and Kim just doing all the sharings, because we're well able, and so are you. And my heart is to encourage you to also share and to inspire and to build others up, because you got God in Christ in you. And you do have an understanding of the scriptures also, and you can really fire people up as God works in you. Yeah, sir. That's awesome.
Okay.
Amen, man. Amen, baby. So that's really cool. So I think.
Can I say something?
Oh yeah, certainly.
When we are in tribulation, there was another verse that is really interesting. That it was in 2 Corinthians 4:17 that says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory."
Oh wow, what a great verse!
This is a great verse.
Yeah,
it's blessed me a lot.
Mm.
Because we are doing things here and standing faithful, but we are increasing our rewards.
Yeah.
Huge. Yeah.
That's it. You know, and the other thing you was mentioning about our, you know, we are, because of what Jesus Christ done, we're right before God. You know, we are righteous, we're justified, we're sanctified, we're redeemed, we're healed, we're delivered. That's the true reality of what Jesus Christ has done for us, and you know, through his finished work, and so then it's just getting that mindset into our minds, into our hearts, and you know, really claiming those great and precious promises in the scriptures that God has had recorded for us to know, and to really move with him. And he's a God of deliverance, you know, and he's a God that sees in order to provide for each person as that person believes God. Because, you know, we have to remember the only thing that really pleases God is our faith. It's not our worries or our doubts. And sometimes, you know, when I've prayed, it's come to my mind like, you know, like God was just kind of saying to me, like, are you kind of complaining here, Lawrence? Are you believing me? And, you know, because sometimes we think we're praying, we're actually complaining, you know, saying the problem rather than saying what God says about the situation. And yeah, there might be situations that come up that we can give God the details, but he knows the details. And it's really to clear our own hearts and minds, you know. But really, we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And, you know, we have to start really seeing ourselves like that, because that's what God, how God sees us. And it reminds me of Proverbs where it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, so how are we thinking about ourselves? And the situations that come up in this world, you know, or in our lives, in how we're living and moving, that can try to tell you, you are not as good as what God says you are. You are less than what God says you are. You don't have these things, you know, this is just a fantasy what you're going through. These things don't really work. The scriptures can't be true because you're not manifesting things. And so circumstances, situations, problems that do come up, because we do, you know, go through some stuff. All of us have gone through things, and it's all designed to take our focus away from our relationship with God and who we truly are in Christ. And, you know, to see through the eyes of God, you know, to put his glasses on, to see no man after the flesh. And sometimes we forget these things, you know. But I think the more that we spend time in that relationship with God, seeking his heart, seeking his direction, seeking truth. You know, if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, the scripture says, you know, Jesus Christ said, you shall be filled. If you seek after the right way, you know, and once we get those answers, it's the truth that sets us free. So there's a lot of things that come up in life that try to tell us we're not who God says we are, or make us feel that way. And it's just recognizing that and just keeping sharp, and also speaking in tongues very much is a great help to us. You know, it's perfect prayer and praise. Yeah, so these are great, wonderful things. So would anyone like to pray? Let's have a time of prayer. That'd be really great.
Father God, I thank you for the great gathering we have of your trusted lieutenants or your children in the Word. Thank you, Lord, that we can come together and just indeed share our hearts, testimonies, build each other up, help each other stand, and sometimes what is a fight against the adversary, but God's made us of strong stuff, and we have Christ in us, the very hope of glory. And he always causes us to triumph. So even when we feel that things are down or things are against us or we're not good enough, Christ always comes through and will cause us to triumph as we stand, as we expect. So thank you, Lord, for the marvelous teaching we had this evening. It does indeed encourage us and to give us new hope for the next day and things that may come. And we just take our stand, Lord. And the thing is, we're like trees planted by the water, the living waters of life. We don't shift our stance for anything or anyone. We remain rooted to the spot as we are rooted in Christ. So thank you for this evening, Lord, and I ask you to accept this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else like to pray?
And Heavenly Father, I truly thank you for this great night. I thank you for Anna and her heart to share tonight, God. I thank you for your word that really touches our hearts and our soul, God. I thank you for the direction in which you place in our hearts, and that we can have those desires and those goals to move forward with you. I thank you for each person on the Skype and for those that aren't with us tonight that normally join, God, like Frank and Bambi, that you've brought us together, God, that you've made this available, that we can fellowship one with another, that we can encourage one another, that we can love one another, that we can support one another, God, just the way that you have brought us together as a family, that we are your family, that we are your sons and your daughters, and that nothing is impossible with you, God, that as we share our lives with each other and our testimonies, our deliverances, our healings, that what you do for one, you do for all. And that we don't have to feel inferior to one another, but that we are equal in your eyes, God. And that blesses my life so much that we don't have any inhibitions, that we can come together and just love one another with that pure love that you first loved us with. And that our hearts can be overflowing with that love, and that we can encourage one another just to abound in those blessings and those promises that are written in your word. I thank you especially for believers that are not tapped into your word right now, God, that you just touch their hearts in some way, that you can show them the truths, that they can be enlightened and that they can get the deliverance that they need. I thank you that as we continue to walk and talk with you, that you'll guide us to those people, that you'll give us those fitly spoken words to dispel that darkness and to bring forth the light. And I thank you that as we continue on our journey, that you encourage us, that you give us everything we need to be that vehicle of communication, God, that we can be your shining lights in this crooked and perverse nation. So I thank you for this and for loving us, for health, for strength, for the week ahead, that we can be your mighty ambassadors, that we can represent you in every aspect of our lives, God. And I thank you for this and for God, I'm just so thankful, so very, very thankful for everything that you do for me and Lawrence and my family and each person on this Skype, God, that we have a tender group and that we love one another and we encourage one another, and that each week we get stronger in all areas of our walk, God, and that we just see how that adversary is being defeated. So I thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else like to pray?
Yeah. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for that wonderful teaching we heard tonight. Thank you for the encouragement we can get from that and the learning, the extra learning. We thank you for your word. That's a practical word that we don't have to just kind of read it and go through the motions. We know we can apply it into our lives and get powerful results every day. And I thank you also that this International Fellowship, Father, I thank you, like you've shown us in 2 Timothy 2:1, that we can pray for, make prayers for all people, as well as one another and the rest of the body of Christ around the world, but also for unbelievers, because they're not saved and they're walking in darkness, Lord. And even the leaders of our countries, our, you know, kings, whether they're kings, queens, prime ministers, presidents, or whatever position they hold, Father, the people in positions of power and authority in this earth, I just lift them to you, that you can somehow make a way in through to their hearts and their souls, Father, with your gospel, and that they can be saved and come to knowledge of the truth too, and then they can change and do the right works instead of the wrong works. And you know, we can have the righteous in power, and when the righteous are in power, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they don't. So I know we can still rejoice anyway, no matter who's in power. But I just pray, Father, that for them and for all the people suffering in this world, Father, there's so much going on around the world these days. Babies and children are suffering or disappearing, or something's happening out there that shouldn't be happening. The pedophilia rate is increasing, Lord, and that should be stopped. So I the only thing I can think of is that you can protect as many babies and children as possible around the world, Father, and also the parents as well, and wake them up to be more protective over their children, especially in today's day and hour that we're standing in, living in. There's a lot of poor people on the streets that apparently are disappearing, or things are happening to them. So I just lift them to you as well, Father. I mean, both your people that are your people already, and the ones that aren't, that are just genuine and trying to get through their lives, that you can just lift them up and protect them and place them into your kingdom as your people as well, Father. And also for these people, you know, all the people that suffer in this world, there's orphans, there's widows and widowers, there's such lonely people in this world that haven't got anyone that's helping them, Father. I just pray you send your angels in and send your people in that can help them. I thank you for the things going on in Africa, because that's a great example of what's needed in this world. And those people's eyes are being opened, thank you, and because you've got dedicated people that are going out there, that are doing things over there. And I just pray that this can continue spreading throughout the whole earth. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world, so we should be overcoming all this stuff. And not sitting back thinking it's somebody else's job, but we can see what we can do, Father, and we can certainly pray. If we can't get involved in something, we can pray about situations. And your heart really is right here, is that you'll have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Whether it's people in authority or people at the bottom of the scale. And sometimes it's hard to forgive people, but we have to, because we were forgiven, even when we were rotters. So I just thank you for, you know, everybody all across the board, that you just can sweep your Holy Spirit throughout this whole planet, Father. And turn governments around, turn the people with money around, the elite, and to turn the hearts of people in general public circles around as well, Father, and in public offices as well. And that your righteousness can just shine everywhere. And I thank you for this. And I thank you that you've called us to be laborers in your harvest. And, you know, there's too few laborers at the moment. We need more laborers. So give us more laborers, Father, in each of our homes, in each of our fellowships, each of our communities, Father, that can connect with us and we can be with them. And yeah, people that are going to be ready to move, that are going to work with you and with us, Father. Ready-made fields. We need the ready-made fields to come to life. So, give all this into your hands. because the battle belongs to you as well. So it doesn't belong to us, but we can sure do our stand, take our stand in this battle. And I thank you for these things and for blessing Lawrence and Kim again for making this fellowship available. Thank you. In Jesus Christ's powerful name, amen.
Amen.
Anyone else want to pray?
I just thank you, Father.
Well, Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this wonderful fellowship tonight. I thank you, God, for each person on here, for everybody's needs. I thank you, Father, whether it be spiritual, mental, physical, you know every single need and what's going on in the hearts and minds of your people, God. And I thank you that you're there for us as we turn to you, and that you already supplied everything, Father. And as we desire and as we come to you and request before you, Father, that we can come boldly before your throne of grace to find mercy and help in the time of need. And I thank you, Father, that you're faithful to supply that need so that we can be free in our hearts and minds, so that we can walk in love, walk in light, and be led by your Spirit and hear your voice. So, Father, I just thank you right now that every need is being met, Father, that you are making a way for people where they don't see a way, and that you are a God of deliverance, you are a God of light, and that, Father, that you are a God of restoration and healing and deliverance. I thank you, Father, that we can keep a tender heart before you, that we can be humble and meek, that we can acknowledge what you do in our lives day by day. Thank you that we can acknowledge your Son, Jesus Christ, and how he's active in our life, and how that you're working in us as well, Father, that you're leading us and guiding us, and that you've given us authority, Father, that everything that the enemy will try to use to come against us, Father, has been defeated. He's a defeated foe. Thank you that in Christ we are complete. Thank you for helping us to keep our focus on you and your direction and what you would have us do. Help us to be still and know that you are God and that you are at work. And nothing escapes your sight, Father. You know exactly what we need, when we need it. You know how we need to move and what we need to do. And that, Father, when we get tuned in, when we're listening, that we can really hear what you've got to say so that we can move in your direction. So I just ask that you bless everyone, that everyone has a great week and weekend. Thank you for inspiring us with your thoughts and ideas and direction. Thank you for continuing to bless the Skype fellowship and this fellowship here, Father, that you'll continue to supply the direction, the like-mindedness, and that we can keep that unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, that you'll put your desires in our heart, that we got a direction and a goal together, even though we may live in different locations. And I thank you, Father, that you'll encourage us day by day as we just keep turning to you and just put our trust in you and to look to you. So I just thank you for this, Father. I thank you for the manifestations of Holy Spirit, that we can hear directly from you and be encouraged and inspired in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, thank you, Father. I just want to thank you for everyone that's prayed tonight, that their prayers be met, that everything can be met in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. Amen. Thank you, Bruce. Bless your heart, brother. Would anyone else like to pray?
Can I pray again a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, Father, also, I forgot to mention tonight, I just thank you for giving us your wisdom in every area of our lives. We need it. And I thank you for sending your healing right now through the whole body of Christ everywhere. Everyone that needs it. And right here on Skype, I know about Russell, and I know about, among our fellowship right now, both on Skype and here, but I also the body of Christ throughout the whole world, Father, no matter what group we're part of, no matter what church we're in, it doesn't make any difference, because we're the body of Christ and we're your children. And I just thank you for sending just a mighty healing throughout the whole world right now for your people. And just help us so that we can see that we can crush the devil under our feet. We can crush his works underneath us. And we don't have to put up with his BS any longer. And I just thank you for this, Father. And in your power, go to work in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to pray.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Father, I thank you for Bruce's breathing, and it just continues to improve, and that he just gets his energy back and he gets his mobility back. And I thank you that you've given us the wisdom to taper things down, and that we just, we've gone to where you told us to go. And we just thank you that we just see massive improvement with every single day. That he's just improves with every single day until he's just up and around. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. I agree with that. I was just thinking of that. First just popped into my mind the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. So much is going to be accomplished through those prayers. And God is really at work. He really is going to have his way. And we just need to get out of his way and not try and work, do the things for him, but like let him work in us and inspire us and show us what to do. So with that, I think we can have some manifestations now. And so I just close out of a word of prayer, and then I turn this audio recording off for the manifestations. So Father, I just want to thank you once again for all the prayers, for the teaching, for the fellowship, for people sharing their hearts. Thank you for the restoration, healing, deliverance for each person. Thank you for your direction, inspiration, and great encouragement. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, amen.